Well met, fellow adventurers. So, there's a GM Journal update of interest. 20th of January, 2022. A preview of the opening sections of the Gnawing Gloom Part 1 is available at the Windless Building with a Blue Door. Well, I guess we'll see that. There's also going to be an Ochrestone Mask event, the Lord of Dagger Peak, that's starting on Friday, but I've already recorded that one, so we won't be doing that. Also, it's one of the really tough challenges, so there's no way Circo won't stand a chance in it. And Zoop won't either. Anyway, let's... The Gnawing Gloom, Part 1. Preview. The link below will allow you to access the intro/preview to part 1 of the Gnawing Gloom, the prelude adventure to both Arkandor and Zarthmoor. And here we go. Dusk, early autumn, Port Halleck. The young man, weary of the tavern's incessant din and mindless mirth, picked his cloak off the peg by the door and slipped out onto the lamp-lit quayside lane, taking him the entirety of summer, 3 long, torturous months, to summon the will to acquire passage on a vessel bound for the frozen realm. That be Arkandor, a place that rarely intruded upon even the most comprehensive maps. He had, at least for the present, quelled the nagging whispers ever assailed his resolve, granting himself a cherished reprieve from indecision and a chance to settle upon a distinct course of action. He would forge, not flee, despite the creeping hesitation that even now vied to stay his hand. Moving along the longest of the wharves, he passed shadowy figures toiling in the yellow glow of oil lamps, the banks bent beneath the strain of tasks he neither understood nor appreciated. Here he caught his first glimpse of the gloomy hulk bobbing and rocking on the moonlit swells lapping at the docks, the soft groaning of the ship's beleaguered timbers echoed across the pier and along the dark streets that opened onto the harbour. The sound shook him. He wanted to turn away, hide his face and cry, but he resisted the urge, for the effort was not entirely necessary. He knew he lacked the capacity for such an uncouth expedition. The vessel was a grotesque monstrosity, a whole mythic beast risen from the depths of the roiling sea, a beguiling brute with which he would have to reckon, hopelessly ancient and utterly terrible, a savage harpy that tirelessly endeavoured to draw the unwary far across the wild tides to shores that had yet to be properly named. It was a ship of unquestioned capability that would gracefully bear its charges and the marine stewards to ruin, either in the blackest reaches in the fathomless sea, or in some forsaken place beyond journey's end. Forgetting a promise he made to himself in the tavern, the young man fingered a triangular piece of stone tucked into the inner pocket of his waistcoat and revelled in a moment's decadence. As long as he could retain possession of the foul trinket, he knew his task would not be entirely bereft of hope. The stone trembled in his grasp, and he closed his fingers tighter around the rock. Jolting waves coursed through his hand and surged along the length of his aching arm. He took comfort in the familiar, but fleeting mix of despair and exhilaration. It abruptly ended, much sooner than he expected. His power had waned. for that much he already knew. But he believed enough yet lingered to see him through the voyage. He promised himself he would use it sparingly, though he no longer pretended any such resolutions held sway. And yet, even with the stone's accursed power filling his veins, his surging assurance quieting the dismay that gnawed at his mind, he weighed uneasy and angry, vexed that she should contend with such an ignominious burden. He again reminded himself of his own powers, vast and terrible, though not yet absolute, and managed to take some solace in the notion. His abilities were largely untested in any meaningful way. This he understood, but that was almost certain to change soon. For he suspected a trial greater than any he dared imagine awaited him in the frigid twilight of that frozen realm where time piled its unyielding craft to little discernible effect. The floating hulk creaked and groaned as the rising tide drove its swells against her timbers. Once more, his gaze was drawn to the ship. At dawn tomorrow, the Silver Pike would sail from the harbour and cut a course across the perilous Shan, bound for Wymhaft, a brief stop at Case to take on supplies and boost the crew as necessary. Was it necessary? He understood. But the delay caught it risked. Provided there were no unforeseen entanglements, he reasoned he would arrive in Wymhaft in time to set his plans into motion. But there was something else. Always on the edge of his well-laid schemes, there lurked a dangerous, unpredictable element. What if he were knowingly or unwittingly endeavoured to live in ruin at every turn? Sir Crokington would have to be dealt with. And if all went off without a hitch, the bothersome adventure would meet her unceremonious end here, in Port Halleck, before the sun again set. Okay. So, who is this guy? Now, I assume he got that artifact from some sort of great and terrible power. And who is that power? Is it Crab? Is it Time Crab? Could it be Time Crab? I mean, a lot of people work for Time Crab. Yes. But does Time Crab actually want to kill us? Because we're already there? Yeah, it's time. It's very wibbly wobbly. Yes, well, we'll just see what he does when this thing goes live. And maybe we'll have an idea of what his motives are, even. And that's the end of the preview. Okay, so. And that is. That will be that for now. What else is there? Should we do something else? Where am I now? I'm in the city of Twythick. No, actually that'll be enough for now. Next time will be when something new comes out, probably. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.